Wisconsin is a special place for me. I hope it is for you as well. It's filled with wonderful stories. And I tell you what, there's a guy who, and along with a bunch of other people, who bring some of those stories to life about our state every couple of months. Mike Beno is editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, and he talks with us every so often about stories from around the state and what makes Wisconsin so special, and he records those things in the Our Wisconsin magazine. And just, I don't know, a few days ago, I got the February-March issue of Our Wisconsin magazine, and like the others, filled with some great stories. You may have a question or comment for Mike. Maybe there's a question about the magazine, Our Wisconsin. Maybe there's an experience to share about Our Wisconsin. Maybe you have a question about where to go or what to do or what's going on. I think we can address all those questions and a whole lot more. So give us a call, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page and our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. And we'd certainly love to hear from you. And Mike Beno, thanks for taking time to be with us once again.
It's always great to be back, Larry. It's an honor to be invited onto your program, and we always have fun. folks love it. It's amazing what people will find in the hinterlands in the different corners of the Wisconsin 72 counties. Let us know about that, and we in turn can share that in the pages of the magazine and enjoy doing that on the air with you as well.
Yeah, it's always so much fun. Do you have an overall theme for the February-March edition?
Well, you know, on the cover here, we've got the Mainland Sea Caves up in Cornucopia.
Yeah, beautiful photo.
Bayfield. I guess winter's winter, and you see a lot of magazines along about the February-March time frame, and to me, they're sort of like seed catalogs. They skip right over winter, and which you know, a boring time. There's not much commerce. There's nothing to do. Let's all just cocoon and get cabin fever, you know. And you hope for the seed catalogs to come and bring some sunshine into your life. Magazines sort of skip over this and get right to spring. We don't do that here because there is so much to do in Wisconsin and so much to see every season of the year. And in the past, you've asked me about this. Why in the world would I, instead of moving south in retirement, why in the world would I move north to Presque Isle? I mean, we're not youpers here, but we can see them. And there's a lot to do in winter. So, to your question about the theme, we've got the Mainland Sea Caves from Cornucopia near Myers Beach that has become a huge draw here in the state and something unique and wonderful to see. They're not open right now. I checked the ice line before, and that's a wise thing to do. The National Park Service has a hotline that you can call to check conditions, and they let you know when you can take a walk out there. And it's worth the walk.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of great articles in the magazine this time around, and you feature Pulaski, which, you know, I was like, what? How is this pronounced? Is it Ponchkis or Poshkis?
Well, there's a lot of Polish folks in Wisconsin, and I'll defer to them. A lot of them on the south side of Milwaukee, but I'm going to say it the best way I know how. Ponchki.
Punchki.
Punchki. Punchki and Pulaski. And Larry, if you know how to play the accordion, or if any of your readers do, or listeners do,
yeah,
you get a free punchki and cup of coffee at Smarava's Polish Bakery in Pulaski. They do it up on Fat Tuesday, February 9th, and this is the great Polish tradition, very big in the Hamtramck section of Detroit where people line up at the bakeries. Well, here in Wisconsin, we can compete with them because this little country bakery in the town of Pulaski sells 30,000 punchki. On Fat Tuesday. In one day, they sell them by mail order all over the world. Larry, do you know what a punschki is?
Well, it's a pastry, and I've, you know, I'm cheating because I've got your magazine right in front of me, and I'm looking at one.
It's, yeah, to the uninitiated, it's a jelly donut, okay? But if you talk to the Smaravas, the bakers, they're saying is it's much more than a jelly donut. It's got sugar on the outside, and they serve it in 19 different flavors of filling. The most popular ones are raspberry and cherry and French cream. There's custard. The traditional one is prune, and I think they sell out of that, too. So it's a big party in Pulaski, and that's February 9th. So, again, if you know how to play the accordion, you can join the local judge, Bob Bentley, who comes and plays. Who says nothing's going on in the wintertime?
Oh, man, talking today with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Always great to have him come by, and it's wonderful to talk with him. You may have some questions for him. What are you excited to do in Wisconsin right now and for these coming months? What's your favorite story about your part of Wisconsin? What makes Wisconsin special for you? And what events? Maybe you've got an event going on in your area that you'd like to let people know about. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page, title, The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. So give us a call, shoot us an email, or go on our Facebook page and post. And maybe you've got, for our Facebook page, maybe you've got a really cool photo you want to put up to show kind of what's going on in your neighborhood or what's pretty in your neighborhood. Our Wisconsin has great stories, but also features some wonderful photography. And that's one of the highlights for me every month or every other month, Mike, when the magazine comes out.
Well, thank you for that, Larry. I would say the color is the thing that people comment on the most when they look at this magazine. Unfortunately, in the state of journalism, you're seeing print journalism, you're seeing publications getting smaller, going on to thinner paper. We've tried to reverse that and be just the opposite. So we print on the finest paper we can buy. It's thick, it's glossy, and it really makes those photos pop. And why do we do that? People tell us they love it. And I've said here before that as the editor, I'm responsible for that ugly gray stuff that fits around the pictures. But that's okay. We work with 40 to 50 professional photographers from around Wisconsin who supply us for our 10-page photo essay in the middle, taking on an armchair tour around the state, also our covers. And then, by and large, the rest of the magazine, I would say 80% of it is turned in and shared with us by readers, a lot like you, a lot like me, just neighbors.
Yeah, and it's so much fun to kind of see what's going to be highlighted each time around. You've got Packwaukee's Ice Racing Granny. where do we go to see her?
You're gonna have to go to Packwaukee. You need to go to the Call of the Wild campground in Montello. Now, Buffalo Lake is a big widening of the Fox River where it's dammed up there in Marquette County, and I have a soft spot in my heart for Marquette County and Montello because when I started in this business a long, long time ago, my first job at the Portage Daily Register, Marquette County was my beat. So it's wonderful to see what's going on there. So the ice racing granny is Linda Morgan, age 76, and picture NASCAR on a frozen lake, okay? She drives a stock car, and a couple of people there, three or four people, are her team. One, they call her Granny. They all love her. She's got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, but all the people at the campground and out on the ice there, they call her Granny and they love her. And she gets out there in her car and races around the ice in her stock car and has taken a few checkered flags. And she started at Lake Geneva Raceway many years ago when she lived in the south end of the state in their Powder Puff Derby. But she took umbrage at that. She said, women can drive as well as men. We're no Powder Puffs. So they changed it to Women on Wheels. Wow. Anyway, we heard from Granny after running this story last week. Granny purchased a case of magazines, 60 of them, to hand out to everybody around there. Anybody who comes out on a Sunday, I think you're going to see one happy lady. So, again, see Granny race around with many others around Buffalo Lake at the Call of the Wild campground on Sundays this winter in Marquette County.
There we go. Mike Bino, our guest today. In fact, he's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today as we explore the state of Wisconsin with our Wisconsin magazine. He's the editor. And you can join in. Give a call, 1-800-642-1234. Back with Mike right after this look at the news. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Really appreciate it. Larry Mueller here, talking about Our Wisconsin, a publication devoted to our state. The editor's Mike Bino. Love to hear your Wisconsin stories. I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And, Mike, we have Chris in Wisconsin Dells with something for us. So let's go there. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. I'm in the eye of the storm. Wisconsin Dells is target zero. And, you know, I have a public service and was in Lake Delton, and he just called me and said they're shutting the Dells down. So it would be my recommendation that anybody who is planning on sitting this out at either the casino or a water park call the Chamber of Commerce, and maybe you could, and plan on spending a couple days in a hotel, but maybe your news people could call them and just put it on the newscast. But this is my story. I was living in Lowell, which is about 10 miles east of Columbus, and there isn't much left in Lowell. And we were sitting at the bar one day, and the guy who owns the bar said that there was a sub-basement in the bar that was boarded up on each end. And so we were all sitting there talking and trying to figure out what the thing is. And one of the women suggested maybe it was part of the Underground Railroad, and it's not. What it is was there was a brewery at the top of the hill behind Main Street. And they had horses that were stabled next to the river, and they would go out and they would cut huge blocks of ice, and they would take the horses would take the ice down into this tunnel, which is fairly deep. It's under this one woman's basement, and they would take it up to the brewery through the bar, and they would put the ice around the kegs of beer and put mounds of straw on top of it, and it kept the beer cold all summer long. So maybe your guest would like to go and investigate the tunnel. This woman showed it to me. They'll show it to you, and I think it's a real interesting thing. The stables are no longer there, but the clearing where the horses and the stables were is still
there. Oh, it's still there. You're breaking up a little bit. Mike Bino, that sounds like another story for Our Wisconsin.
Chris, that's wonderful. Horses going right down in the tunnels? Wow. And that's in Lowell?
Sorry. I'm breaking up. Hang on 1 second.
It is in Lowell, Wisconsin.
All right.
Yes. Go to the bar. Go to the bar and talk to them, and they will point you in the right direction.
And there's only one bar in Lowell, Wisconsin.
There's not much left in Lowell. There's a VFW, a hairdresser, and the bar.
I can get a haircut as well.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you for the tip, Chris.
You know, there's so many, obviously, you could probably live to be 150 and crank out stories for the magazine for the next 100 years and not run out of stories.
That's true. It's a deep, and I agree with you, a deep and unlimited well of story ideas. And honestly, that theme is what I think makes this job the best magazine job there is, because Wisconsin is just so interesting. Back to the ice cakes there. Winter, harvesting ice in Wisconsin. There are stories all over the place about the work they went to with horses and sawing that out of the lake and getting it up onto sleds and how you get these giant cakes of ice up, you know, up onto the sleds, get them into the ice houses, pack them in sawdust. You're working in the coldest time of year, and then you're hoping it'll last until August so you can haul that around during the hottest time of the year. Again, it's a lot of Wisconsin's rich heritage and history and culture.
Dan in Waukesha, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question about the magazine itself.
Yeah.
Near the center of the magazine is a really great two-page photograph, but it's never the center page, and it happens every month. You guys must be doing that on purpose for some reason. I was wondering why.
Well, sometimes, and that's a good question, Dan.
I'm looking at this month. And it looks beautiful, but it's not the center page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And typically traditionally in printing, that was what you're describing was an absolute waste because that was the one spot in the magazine where you could get the picture to line up perfectly across the gutter, one page to the other. Printing is so far advanced now that that's been fixed, so you can get a very nice across the gutter sort of matchup on every single page. Sometimes in the center of the magazine too, we'll have a bind in the middle of where the staples are, and we don't want to cut into the middle of a picture that way. So, but duly noted, I think. The advantage to what you're saying is when the magazine falls right open, there it is. So
yeah.
We'll keep that in mind in the future.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan, for calling. Appreciate it. Let's turn to Barbara in Glenwood, Iowa next. Hi, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Larry. Hello, Mike. It's so good to talk with you. We're subscribers, and we love it. But first of all, I was going to talk to you about churches in Wisconsin, but I wondered, Mike, being that you're at Presque Isle, we used to own our property on a lake called Carlin Lake.
Sure.
Up near you. And wondered if you knew the story of the Carlin Lake Lodge during Prohibition.
I know of Carlin Lake Lodge. It's probably about 2.5 miles through the woods if I walk with my dog that way. By car, it's probably about 7.
Yeah,
and that's true.
Yeah,
it's a lot of glacial hills and roads really wind around. I am not familiar with the Prohibition story, if you want to share that.
When we bought our land on the lake there, we were told that the original owners of the lake, who were the founders of the Chicago Board of Trade, built Carlin Lake Lodge. And there was a time during Prohibition when it became the way for them to smuggle their valuables, being it was prohibition, because there are tunnels from the lodge to other places so that they could accomplish that during prohibition. And the previous caller who talked about tunnels made me think of that story.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I know Carlin Lake is about 100 acres. It's clear, and one of my good friends has a place right at his home right across from the lodge you're describing on a little peninsula. It's very pretty. I did not know anything about the tunnels. What's interesting to me, too, is there's prohibition stories all over the state. I just read one a while back from Bill Casper down around Tachita, who's in his 80s, and we've talked about him here before. He's got many stories. Was describing a lot of the bootlegging that went on out around the La Crosse area. I have to admit right here, I didn't learn until later in life that in the late 1920s, my grandfather and all his brothers were, as he said, making moon on the family farm, which is right about where UWGB's power plant is on Highway 57. But the point is, and they were supplying near beer to 32 taverns from Green Bay down to Menasha. Anywhere there was a farm and there was no money and there was grain and there was some know-how to do a little bit of plumbing, there was the possibility that some of that might happen. And I marveled when I asked my grandfather about this, because Grandpa, did you ever run into anybody from the mob? Oh, no, we never had, you know, some of these farm boys like my grandpa are lucky they didn't get tangled up with that. But, again, it's interesting yarns and stories, and our Wisconsin magazine is not so much a magazine about a place as it is about the people, and it's supposed to be entertaining armchair reading, and this is right in the wheelhouse of what we're talking about.
Yeah, thanks, Barbara, for calling. Appreciate it very much. I want to give Jerome and Mequon a chance to join us. Jerome, thank you for calling. Hi.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I had a comment about ethnic descriptions of jelly donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mike had mentioned that this bakery up in Pulaski called jelly donuts Putschkes. Well, I grew up in Chicago, and during our recent hours at public school, we would sneak out of the recess yard over to a nearby German bakery and purchase jelly donuts, and they called them Bismarcks. They were 2 for 5 cents that time.
Oh, my goodness.
They were delicious, just the same. So they had that in common, but a different ethnic name description. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. Are they good?
Oh, they were delicious.
I'll bet.
Nice for a kid. And Pushki or jelly or Bismarck's probably the same thing, just different ethnic background description.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, Jerome. Thank you so much for calling. So we got Bismarck's, and that's a name I know as well. We got a lot of German heritage here in Wisconsin. I'm sure I've eaten Bismarck's. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yep.
Judy in Grand Marsh. Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I'm holding a framed picture that I took out of, I think it was your premier or sample issue of the magazine. I've since had more, but this was, I think, your first one of Andy Cook and his dog after a hunting trip. And I know people talk about dog being God spelled backwards. And if you look at this man kissing the forehead of his hunting dog, I'm holding it in my hand, and if I keep talking, I will start crying. You can't look at it without having your heart just filled. It's a beautiful picture, and I wondered if you ever considered or worked with anyone to make enlargements. I think it would be the kind of picture that every animal shelter could sell for you and raise money with, for their work. It's the most precious picture, if you remember it at all.
Certainly, I do remember it. It's interesting that photo. When we were putting together, the first issue, and the first issue, as you might guess, is a little bit hand to mouth. You're starting with nothing, and you're pulling together whatever good stories and photos you can by hook and crook gather for the magazine. Ran into that photo. It was taken by Denver Bryan, who is actually a pretty well-known photographer from out west, but he was here in Wisconsin hunting grouse with our contributing editor. I found out later, I didn't know this, Tom Davis, who does quite a bit of outdoor writing and on hunting and fishing. And I believe that was taken in Florence County, Florence County or Forest County, on one of these grouse hunting trips, when Tom and Andy Cook hosted this fellow from Colorado. And that was at the end of the day, yellow Labrador Retriever, and the hunters are a little tired and beat up but happy, and he leaned over to his dog and gave her a kiss right on top of the head, and Denver Bryan captured it. And I can't describe it as well as it comes off.
Well, the dog is also smiling. And your memory for pictures is so fabulous, but the end of this says Armstrong Creek in Forest County.
Ah.
So thank you for so many of your issues, but this picture will be in my house forever, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy.
Isn't that a nice compliment, Mike?
It is, and that's 3.5 years ago, and I'm tickled that it's touched her in that way.
And you started it 3.5 years ago. You had zero subscribers.
That's right. We had zero subscribers, and
Now?
Now we're past 100,000 subscribers, which it makes the magazine the most popular magazine devoted to the state, and that I don't want that to sound bragging, and I can back that up by saying it's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with the people who send these in, and they send it in for one reason, because they love Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's really great. We had Roberta email and us and say that her husband loves your magazine. She writes that the photography is gorgeous. She also says her husband's cousin came to visit us from Arizona, and she and a friend take photos of bathtub Madonnas wherever they go. They were only able to find one in their area. Perhaps an article about bathtub Madonnas would be interesting to others.
BVM in a tub, Blessed Virgin Mary in a tub. The Marian shrines, as Larry's talking about, I remember seeing so many of them driving through when I was a kid, when my father was driving us through the countryside. You'd see a bathtub half buried, you've got a statue of the Virgin Mary in there in a little grotto, and you've got flowers around it. Interesting story about that. A friend of mine from Greendale once took a group of kids on a bike hike, young teens, middle schoolers, and it was a long summer weekend, and they're trying to keep these kids interested and not bored, and so they started riding past these farmyards, and they started assigning point values to a gazing ball, to different yard art that's going on, and these kids got into it so much and were racking up points that when they'd see a water tower coming up in the distance, they'd start kicking it hard to be the first one to get into town to start racking up the points. Now, so for a Blessed Virgin Mary, you got so many points. For a BVM in a tub, you got so many points, and there's bonus points if there was plumbing still affixed to the tub.
Oh, man, great story. Sylvia in Appleton has something for us, too. Hi, Sylvia. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm a charter member, and this is an absolutely wonderful magazine. And I especially enjoyed the Cub fans in Wisconsin about the Bears, that it was a very lucky family. And any of the readers who have not seen this magazine need to go out and get it. It's fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much for calling. And she's referencing a story from your latest issue of Bear Cubs.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't hire Sylvia for that testimonial. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, it's a little work to do this, and so it makes your day when you hear people happy with it. You know, as we all know, you tend to hear about the things people are unhappy with, but when they just come forward like Sylvia did, and a while ago, you know, Judy talking about the photo of Andy Cook, it's heartwarming. The story Sylvia's talking about was shared by Brian and Lori Boldoff of Nina, and they happen to have some land, an 80 acres in Ashland County, where they discovered a bear den. Taking a hike through the woods in the middle of winter, and again, there's activity in winter, their son found a breathing hole, and he had a hunch what that was, and so he listened a little bit, and the Baldoffs checked with the local DNR, and we're told indeed that is a bear den, and of course it is illegal and dangerous to disturb denning bears, so they did not do that. But researchers from UW-Stevens Point tied in with the DNR are very interested in finding denning bears that are nearby, accessible to roads, so they can go and study them and further research. And so the story was about going out with the researchers and watching what they do, bringing the mother bear out, the sow, and gently euthanizing her, taking measurements, ear tagging, maybe a radio collar so they can track and learn about behavior and population dynamics. It's all science, wildlife biology science, is headed up by Dr. Stephen Gwinnett at UW-Stevens Point, the wildlife ecologist. And they take the cubs out, which are about as cute as can be. They're cute as puppies. And this family was thrilled to hold these cubs, and they have to hold them because it's like a puppy getting out of a litter box. If they get too cold, they won't make it. So they share bodily warmth with these cubs while the researchers go about their business. They gotta cuddle them inside their coat. And then when everything's done, they put the bears back. They've taken their measurements. They hope to re-encounter them the following year and track them. And that's what they're doing. But what a unique story. A lot of people have cottages and places in the woods, but being able to see this and be part of it, and at the end of it, Dr. Gwinnett did a little tobacco ceremony and said a prayer to the earth, and they covered up the bear den. And a year later, they checked again, and mother and all the cubs are grown and doing well.
Yeah, it's a great story. And, you know, you go from a story like that, and here we're kind of running out of time here, but to you turn the page, and I'm looking at these cookies, Edible Art of Funky Cookie Studio. The bottom photo of that looks like jewelry. You would never suspect it was they were cookies.
Yeah, and the Funky Cookie Studio, you're right, it's amazing. The cookie, it's edible art, is what it is. But the story is John and Jill Wettstein were in the Milwaukee area, and they retired to their place in Sister Bay. He was a longtime IT professional, and she has been a graphic artist. And she got into cookie baking, and I mean cookie baking to the I don't know what power, because this art is just amazing. And what they do is they have this shop called the Funky Cookie Studio, and it's not a bakery in the traditional sense. They do have a case of 150-200 cookies, but it's more like a shop where you might pick up art and accessories for your home. These cookies
are unbelievable. They are unbelievable. You know what? We are out of time, Mike.
12 minutes of decorating in each one.
Oh, it's amazing, and people are just going to have to get the magazine and take a look at it. Thank you so much for being with us today, Mike, and we'll look forward to another visit from you.
Great to be here, Larry. Thank you.
And our Wisconsin magazine, if you want more information about it or for subscriptions, we have a link on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, or if you type in our Wisconsin magazine, it's going to pop up for you. But it's always fun talking with Mike Beano. There's always so many things going on right here in Wisconsin. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Wonderful World of Wildlife. There's some amorous owls here in the state. We'll talk about those and a whole lot more with our two guests. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store again on the Ideas Net.